Ken Brown from WGR Radio, Michael here at DetroitLions.com, the K&M Podcast, Lions-Patriots Preview. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Ken Brown.
How this is doing? Extra work. You know this every week now besides our regular
podcast.
Yes,
I do.
All right, that's why we got to get to it and get it out.
Let's talk fast, then, okay?
The Lions are 3.5-point underdog to the Patriots coming up this Sunday. Patriots will be wearing their throwback jerseys, the Steve Grogan Sam the Bam Cunningham type jersey. I believe they even wore those on a Thanksgiving game against the Lions one year.
I sort of remember that, 1999 maybe.
Yeah, and I think the Lions won that game too, if I'm not mistaken. It was Brady played. Maybe they got beat. I can't remember who won, but I remember
wore them. No. Brady went 1-for-3 in that game, and the Lions won, 1999. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about recently they wore those games on a Thanksgiving Day game. They wore those uniforms.
Oh right, yeah. You know what? That's when they iced the game on a 22 play possession. Took up 13 minutes of the fourth quarter, and ended it with a kneel down. Yeah, ended the game with a kneel down.
Yeah, but didn't because it was
that was like 2002 or three something.
And
like
I think
that.
The weird part about it is the Lions wore their throwbacks, and they both had on dark colored jerseys. It was red and blue jersey. I don't think any team had on like white jerseys.
Well, whatever. Yeah,
yeah. I remember that game.
Right, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, things have changed now. The Lions, and I'm going to tell you right now, this may be our last one of these previews because the Lions had won the game before we started doing these, and they were 1-1, and now they've lost two in a row. If they lose this week, then I think this might be our last Friday preview.
Well, the odds are that they're going to lose, so we want to say goodbye now.
I'm going to say goodbye. Why are we even doing it, D-Rack?
Let's have the music, the flowers.
Right. But anyway, interesting matchup this week. Detroit team battling injuries and bad defense against a Patriots team battling injuries at the quarterback and bad offensive play and bad defense. There's not really a regular Patriots team that we're used to seeing, is it?
No, it's not. And you never know. When you think they're a wounded team and can't do it, that's sometimes when Bill Belichick and his team are the most dangerous. Now, look, they've got issues, but they certainly got a great coach who's found a way to overcome them. They're looking at a guy, Bailey Zappe, making his first pro start from Western Kentucky, or Kentucky Western. No, I'm sorry. Was it Kentucky Western?
Western Kentucky, whatever. Below Cincinnati, that's all I know. Somewhere down there.
Across the river.
Somewhere down
but
there.
You know what? He played pretty well last week in relief, and that lost to the Green Bay Packers.
As we're doing this, it's 90% or 80% sure he's starting. Did they officially name him yet? Because Mac Jones did practice a little bit on a limited basis, and no telling with Belichick, he might sneak Mac Jones out there Sunday.
It might be, you know what, it could be Bledsoe come back.
Yeah. Well, you know it won't be Brian Hoyer, who Michigan State quarterback, because he went on the IR, so it's one of the two. And for Bailey Zappe, Michigan State fans will probably remember, they played him, I believe, last year.
I remember watching that game on TV, and one thing about him, I say the word plucky, you know, he's energetic, throws the ball a lot, and apparently from everything you hear, he's a very smart guy, but he's not a big arm or anything like that.
Well, Aaron Glenn, the Lions defensive coordinator, made it through the week without the fans revolting down to Allen Park and bringing them out on a spear and ready to burn them at a stake. So he made it through the week. Looking back on it a week later, is it an overreaction to him, underreaction to the actual players that play out there? Or how do you feel that the victim of this defensive collapse?
Well, I'm not sure if there is one victim. I think the fans in particular are just upset that the Lions are wasting a great, and I mean great, offensive performance. The way they've moved that ball, the way they've scored almost at will, and got nothing out of it. And that's what I think it is. Now, look, you can turn it around, and there's one way to do it: play well and win. And that's what the Lions have to do on Sunday. Against the Patriots, they really do. Kenny, I don't know if you probably don't agree with me, but I think it's do or die right now. If they get to 1-4 at the break, I see no way out for them. The season is on the line Sunday.
Well, I disagree, but I understand. I agree. I understand how you came to that, but I like I said, I can't get fired up for anything until the eighth game. after the eighth game, the second half of the season, especially now that you have nine games after the eighth game. I just don't think anybody's out of it. I mean, I understand that even if you – say if you went into the break at – not the break, but the eight-game mark at 3-5, you're not out of it.
No, you're not out of it. But look, you've got two teams ahead of them tied for first place, the Minnesota Vikings at 3-1, looking pretty good. Green Bay Packers 3-1, starting to get some things together. Had a tough game last week against the Patriots, you know, but managed to tie the game on a long drive midway through the fourth quarter and to win it with a field goal. I'm not going to say the last play of overtime, because the last play of overtime is always the last play of overtime, but as time expired in overtime.
I try my best to get worked up over early season football, and I can, especially after I'm surprised I can even see now. I was blinded by the badness of that game last night that was on the Indianapolis Denver game, and the horridness of it. So any type of good football I'm happy for, but there's some familiar faces coming back this week. Jelani Tavai is coming back with the Patriots. He's not starting, but he's a backup linebacker, plays a lot. Jabril Prepper's old Michigan player will be playing. Quinn Norton is he's not going to play. I guess he's hurt or whatever. But the kicker from Michigan is there. They got a couple of familiar faces here. Brian Hoyer, like I said, Michigan State might not be playing, won't be playing. But these are players that we've heard of and players that you know, are familiar in this area.
Well, one thing you said, Jelani Tavai, the linebacker drafted in the second round by the Lions 4 years ago. You know what I say, run at him and throw at him. That's always, yeah. That's my game plan.
I even heard people talking to me, oh, why did we get rid of him? You know why you got rid of him? Because he didn't do a damn thing while he was here. That's why you got rid of him. No other question.
You know, I really looked at him you know, pretty intently when he came out in the draft and as a second-round pick at Hawaii. He was tremendously productive, but, you know, one of those guys, he just couldn't carry it over to the National Football League.
No.
He wasn't a fit for the – look, Hawaii's one thing. The NFL's the big time. He wasn't a big time player.
And Josh Uche, I forgot, also ex-Michigan player, is starting as a strong linebacker for the Patriots. So it's a lot of little players there. Just give us the pick. Do you think this week of defense reflection is going to help? And do you think the roster changes, which we don't know yet, and can the defense get to the middle of the pack by the end of the year?
Well, I can get to the middle of the pack by the end of the year. I mean, after this week and after the bye, they've got some players coming back who've been on injured lists and some of those other lists. So I think it can happen. Can it happen Sunday? You know, look, what you're doing is maybe there's a couple of disgruntled players here now, but you know what? If you're replacing players who didn't produce with players you expect to produce, then that's a gain for the Detroit Lions. Having said all that, I just can't see Bill Belichick being caught flat by a team that can't stop anybody. It has a proven record for four games that it can't stop anybody. And look, they've got two good running backs, two good pass rushers, and both defensive ends. Those are areas that can hurt the Lions. Although they've been, look, offensive line has been fantastic, opening, you know, room to run the ball and protecting the quarterback. So I don't worry about that, but I do worry about the Detroit Lions containing that running game and really outmaneuvering, outsmarting Bill Belichick. So my pick, Detroit Lions to win by 3, which means they cover the point spread at 3.5. But that's no consolation at all at this time.
You say you're taking the Lions to win by 3?
No, I'm sorry, I misspoke. The Patriots to win by 3.
You're taking the Patriots to win by 3. Okay, well, don't misspeak.
Patriots to win by 3. Yeah,
never
I'm
misspeak.
Sorry, my mistake.
Never misspeak. No, but don't forget the Matt Patricia factor in there, because I just wonder what color trash bag does he wear now for his shirt. You know, it's just a mess. And I like I said, last week I could never go against – I'm surprised I'm here because I said I could never believe Geno Smith could win a game. And he made me look like an idiot. But, you know, I've been made look like idiots before, so it's nothing new. But this week I just can't see Patricia. I just think the hatred for Patricia by the players that are still there are going to drive this team to beat New England.
Well, but Kenny, a lot of those key players didn't play for him.
Well, what did they say, 21 guys on the roster now were there when Matt Patricia was there?
Yeah, but
that's
Jared
enough.
Goff was,
that's enough.
No, 21's
Jared enough.
Goff wasn't one.
I know, but 21's enough.
Ross St. Brown wasn't one of them.
That's all right. Like I said, 21's enough to carry him. I just think I agree with you that this is a must-have game for the Lions, and they'll put it all together. I think you'll see a better defensive line performance. and or defensive performance overall. The line especially. I'm glad I said line. That was my I think you see definitely a better defensive line performance.
And, absolutely. Can I just add one thing too? I think there's some advantage to playing on the road at a time like this, because you get out there and you're, you know, plane trip, the bus ride, all of that stuff, and it's all we've got is each other, you know, and so you're playing for each other. It's not the crowd, it's not anything else, but it's you and the guy next to you, your teammate. You're playing for each other, and I think sometimes there's a value to being on the road at a time when you're in an absolute stressful situation where you've got to have it.
Yeah, and the only thing, like, a difference between this team and other teams, I don't say it's the same old Lions, whatever guys always say, is it seemed like for the last 10 years the Lions were going on the road and they'd be down 14-0 before you even blink an eye. The last 2 years, these guys get out on there, they don't get down that fast, and even when they're, you know, overmatched talent-wise, they stay in game. So I think that's a prop for the Lions right there. And then I just think that they got enough offense that they can outscore New England. Because I don't think, even with a bad defense that the Lions are at the minute, I don't think New England can score a lot of points.
Well, you know, we saw what Seattle did last week, okay? And here's one other thing, too. This is the Detroit Lions' first game outdoors. They played their first four games indoors. Now they're playing outdoors. And there's a difference. There really is. You know, you don't cut quite as quickly, quite as easily, things like that. It's just different.
Yeah. Well, get out there and do it. All right. Well, that's gonna be the wrap, Mike. We'll see next week on Monday if they're 1-3 or 1-4, or if they're
2-3.
And according to Mike O'Hara,
you used to be a math major, didn't you?
You know what? The losses come so rapidly now. I can't keep count of them. We were having this conversation. They were 1-1 for the first half since like 2019, and now we're trying to get them to 2-3 before the break. It's just how fast the league can change. But I'm looking at these other teams. Stay up, people, because there are no great teams out there.
No, there are no great teams out there, but there's a big difference between 2-3 and 1-4.
All right. Well, let's get to work, Lions. All right, Mike, this is Michael here at DetroitLions.com. Kim Brown, WJR. See you next week for the K&M Podcast.